Speaking of taxes and spending, we're going to be hearing this phrase constantly for at least the next few months.
It is called the fiscal cliff.
The fiscal cliff.
To avoid the fiscal cliff.
There's no fiscal cliff, he writes.
They built a fiscal cliff.
Got that, Audie. Fiscal cliff.
Got it. Well, we asked you last week to write in with alternatives to that phrase, and dozens of you put on your metaphor hats and riffed about something other than the cliff.
Monetary abyss, pecuniary precipice, fiduciary freefall. Fiscal fiasco.
That's some nice alliteration. Others preferred a word mashup.
Taxplosion, a fiscalamity, cashastrophe, armageddon. That's debt, D-E-B-T.
Doug Stenberg of Reading, Pennsylvania referenced Greek legend with the sword of Fiscales.
And Robert Agler of Chicago just went Greek, renaming the fiscal cliff the Greek austerity program.
Some of you wanted to draw attention to the cliff's artificial origins. Brian McCafferty of Crawfordsville, Indiana writes, let's call it the fiscal con. Congress passed this law, Congress can repeal it.
Or as Don Cameron of Golden, Colorado put it, Chicken Little's cash crisis.
Thanks for all your submissions. We're glad you had fun with it.
One listener does suggest we step back from the cliff and other histrionic metaphors. Leela Habar of Palo Alto, California offers this simple alternative budget deadline. She writes, the situation is dramatic enough.